seventh Mishnayos of the first parak, we're still in the Ein Bein section. So the sixth Mishnah of the first parak, Megillah says, Ein Bein Hamudar Hana Mechaver Lemudar Menumachal Aladrisas Haregel Vechelim Shein Osin Bemochal Nefesh. So you have a situation where a person forswears benefit. Reuven says, I will not benefit in any way this fellow Shimon, who I'm very, very angry with. Again, we're not proud of such nedarim, but they did happen. To a situation where Reuven doesn't go all the way and he says, well, I'm willing to benefit Shimon, but I'm not willing to give him any food. The two basic differences are drisas haregel. Drisas haregel means right of entry to one's home, right? If it's only machal, a person could come into his house, Shimon could enter Reuven's house. V'chelin shenosin behem ochal nefesh, and kelim which are not connected in any way to food. Now, there's a caveat with this last clause here, which is pointed out by the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, is that if it's a locale where those kelim are typically rented out, so to give them to the person who you forswore benefit from would be, in a sense, giving the person machal, because, right, money is liquid, it's fungible. So any money that he saved, let's say on not renting whatever this kli was, right, now he could go spend at the supermarket. So, you know, that's something that has to be taken into account as well, and it would be shayach to somebody from whom one proscribed benefits of food. So the basic difference between a nether and a davar, when a person volunteers to offer a korban, there are two ways of doing it. One of them is a nether. A person says, Hare aloi, I take responsibility to bring a korban ola, korban shlamim, whatever it is. So that means that, let's say, I set aside an animal and something happens to the animal. It's, as we say, akatfe de gavra. Right, the person has the responsibility for it. As opposed to a nedava, nedava means hareze, this animal over here. So if the animal is destroyed for whatever reason, I have no further obligation. There's no more achrayah. It's very interesting. I remember when I first started teaching, I would talk about lightning striking the animal. Now I talk about drone strikes. So, you know, you can sort of, the examples get updated, but the halacha very much remains the same. In bein zav, haroash teriyos, the roash shalosh, is a halacha of zav, which is recorded in the Torah in Parshas Metzora, where a person is experiencing a bodily flow. So a zav is a male who sees two re'ios, l'roa shalosh alakarban. But as far as the other halachos of concern, of counting the 7 days and requiring a mikvah, that is all the same. So we have a questionable Metzora, what we call a Metzora Muzgar. He goes into quarantine. Remember, in the before COVID days, those were like, you know, very esoteric concepts, but right, he has to, you know, go into isolation in Mitzvah Mozgar. And then there's a Mitzvah Mochlat, where we know the person has tzaras. It's not just a presumptive tzaras, but the person actually has tzaras, except the following two halachos. The Mitzvah Mochlat has to tear his clothes, and he has to allow his hair to grow wild as a way of attracting attention to his forlorn state, whereas the Mitzvah Muzgar, it's only presumptive, does not have to undergo that. As far as the way out, the path to Tahara from quarantine, as opposed to being Chalut, having the definite status of a Mitzvah, are Tiglachas Vitziporim. The definite Mitzvah would shave all the hair off his body. It's a very fascinating korban, very much like the Shnei Asirim on Yom Kippur. We have Lashem and Lazazel, they go in opposite directions. So here, remember, you take two birds. One of the birds you shech, the other bird, the live bird, you dip into the blood of the dead bird, and then you send it, Vishilach al Pnei HaSadeh, sort of like a new birth of freedom, a new birth of life. There's a lot of symbolism in that korban. There's other differences as well, as the Rishonim point out, that a person who was a Mitzvah Mukhlat, a definite Mitzvah, has to bring a Karban Asham on the 8th day and a Log Shaman, but here we're only talking about the 7th day alone. So again, this is very classical of Mishnayos. The Mishnayos were organized in such a way that people would be able to memorize them. So once we talked about Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni, right, we talked about, you know, the difference being Mikra Megillah, Matano Savyoni, but, you know, as far as Hespid and Tainas, Zevizah Shavin, so then we get into this pattern of Ein Bein, Ein Bein, Ein Bein, Ein Bein, and you cover all the areas. We talked about Taros, we talked about Kachim, Nidarim, Nidavos, you talk about Nidarim, which is in Seder Nashim, you talk about all of Shas, but again, this is the way that Mishnayos were memorized, so even though it seems like, you know, free association, it was, right? That's the way people remember things by mnemonic, in a Torah Niknes, Ella B'Simanim. Wishing everybody a wonderful evening.